Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of, you know what, 2020 NFL Draft Prospects. And we have a fantastic guest today, Montavius Gaines from Southern University. He's a long, lengthy defensive back with a lot of good hips in him and makes that easy transition. We're also going to have Blake Ferguson on, probably the top, literally the top long snapper in the country. He was also a team captain, and he earned 2 degrees while he played for this national championship LSU. He'll be coming on after Montavius Gaines. And we just had the Florida transfer graduate moved on to Louisville, TJ McCoy. Big, massive, fantastic offensive lineman. If you're just in the mood to listen to a laid back, get nasty offensive lineman, really listen to the TJ McCoy. Fabulous guest. And like I said, it's one of those ones you just kind of play back and just put it in the background because it sounds good. But as promised, we're going to bring you Montavius Gaines, the standout from Southern University, kind enough to join us on the C2P. Montavius, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
I'm blessed.
Definitely. And, you know, I was just telling the folks before you came on the show, I mean, you're a long, athletic defensive back. I mean, were you playing Pop Warner Pee Wee? And if you did, were you that kid that was scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every weekend?
Yes, sir, I was. Actually, I had played quarterback, Pop Warner, all the way up to ninth grade. I finally became a defensive back in high school.
So how does that happen? I mean, did you play receiver too? And I guess, you know, kind of take us through that, how you ended up at DB. So you get to high school, you start playing defensive back. I mean, any other positions? And then I guess, you know, who was looking at you coming out of high school, I guess?
All the way up to like the ninth grade, I had kind of played quarterback. But I went to T.L. Hanna High School in South Carolina. So I had played quarterback there, but I was like an 8-quarter guy. So I played JV and varsity. My ninth grade year, I had actually started at cornerback in varsity. So I kind of just started liking defensive back whenever I was in high school in ninth grade. So from ninth grade all the way up to now, I just was becoming a defensive back.
Nice. And it's obviously worked out for you. For you, I mean, when you arrive at Southern, I mean, and you have a great career there, I mean, when do you kind of get the sense? It's probably something you're dreaming about from the, you know, the day you played football. But for you, Montavius, I mean, when do you kind of get the idea that what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon can allow you to possibly make a living in the National Football League? I mean, is it some big games against big talent, or your coaches kind of, you know, chirping in your ear, you know, stick to the plan? You know, we see things in you that are very special. Kind of take us through that mindset when you know this is a legit shot.
I kind of had self-confidence. So I had faced some injuries at Southern University, but my coaches never gave up on me. So thanks for Coach Odom giving me a shot, an opportunity, because my only offer out of high school was Townsend University. And I had they actually took that scholarship away from me, and Coach Odom had took a chance with me, gave me an opportunity to play at Southern University. So I basically say self-confidence. I kept myself motivated, and my family, and I just kept God first. So he kind of walked me through every step, and I never just gave up on my dreams.
Definitely. And you know, say Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Obviously working out for today's guest, Montavious Gaines, Southern University standout defensive back, joining us here on the C2P. You guys know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to listen to our featured guest. Download this and listen to it at your leisure. So let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of why we're, you know, talking in the first place. I mean, if you're in the film room with these NFL scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those intangibles to the defensive back position that they're going to just say, you know, dang, you do these really, really well?
I say, my height. I'm a rangy guy, so I mean, I really could play any kind of position. I could play the nickel, the cornerback, the free safety, or the strong safety position. So I kind of say I'm a combo guy. So I don't limit myself to any position. So basically my size and my speed, I have great catch up speed. So I'm real rangy. So I can cover a lot of ground when I'm in the middle of the field playing one high safety. I can cover a lot of ground, run sideline to sideline.
Nice, I like it. Does anything go unnoticed? We just asked this. I mean, you explained it perfectly. I mean, you went from nickel, free safety, DB, strong safety. Maybe your weight room warrior, film junkie, maybe team captain. I mean, are there some things that these scouts need to know about that may not necessarily show up on tape, but they're definitely the ingredients to the success we see on the field?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I call myself more like a humble beast. So I was a team captain for my team for 3 years in a row. So basically, like, I'm not the type of guy that like to yell, shout, scream. Like, I like to show my talents on the field, and then like the rest of the guys will follow me. Basically, so they call me the quiet one. So I'm a team leader and a team captain. So basically, I could be vocal also. But I like to show my leadership skills like through my play.
Now they call you the humble one. Just say if it's 3rd and 8, you're lining up against the chatty wide receiver. Is Montavious Gaines going to chat back, or you just kind of remain kind of quiet in that moment?
No, sir. It all depends like how I'm feeling that play actually. It's a part of football, and it's a part of my game. So I really like to have fun out there because I just feel like football is my comfort zone. So when I play football, I just get my mind off everything and just go out there and have fun and play the best of my ability.
I love it. So take us through this one. I mean, it's a Monday night. Monday night football's on. Such and such team's playing. I mean, and it doesn't have to be a Monday night, but I mean, do family and friends ever give you a text, or, you know, coaches and teammates maybe, and they say, hey, man, this guy at the next level, this is somebody that, you know, you remind them of? Is there anybody you get comparisons to?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I always get family members call me Monday night football on, say, oh, you next, you're going to be on the TV next. Like, because I have all the abilities and the tools. I have all the abilities and the tools to play on the next level. So I'm a film junkie now. I really started being heavy on film whenever I was a junior. Like, I feel like my sophomore and my freshman year, I wasn't mature. So I wasn't mature enough to get in the film room. So they have an extra step on the offense. So I feel like that improved my game a little bit. And the person I say that my family always say I remind them of in my play is Richard Sherman. And when I was in high school, my coach always compared me to Dre Kirkpatrick.
Nice. Big one. Big man there,
yes,
too,
sir.
Dre Kirkpatrick. Tough.
Yes, sir.
Like, great comparisons. Nice, man. For you, I mean, kind of take us through these next few months. I mean, are you training? Do you still have to finish up school? I mean, how are you kind of getting ready for pro day and combine prep and all the things that come with being in your position?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm getting ready for the pro day. I'm pro day March the 22nd. So I'm just right here in Atlanta now, training with Oliver Davis. So I'm training right now and just getting my body and my mind ready for this pro day.
Is it weird knowing that all that film you've laid down, all the success you've had, there is going to be a little bit that's going to involve you running around some orange cones and running in a straight line really fast or to impress some of these scouts? Is that kind of a weird thing to think about?
Yes, sir. Well, really, right now the stage is just being combine ready. Like, I'm a natural football player. Like, if you turn the film on, you can see that. And I just play at a different level and a different speed than other guys. So once you turn that film on, you'll see a different Montavious. You know, anybody could be combine ready. It's just all about, like, what you're going to do on that field when the real lights come on. So combine ready and playing football when 11 on 11, that's two different stories. So right now I'm just getting my body combine ready.
There you go, and that's true. I got to ask, because we see so many different measurements when we, you know, what is your height and weight right now?
Right now I'm 6'1" and a half. I'm 195.
Dang, that's big. Man, you move so well. Yes, that's fantastic size, man. Man, that's fantastic. Is that, do you play about 195, or you had a little muscle since the season ended?
No. No, I'm 195. I'm 195 soaking wet, but I play like I'm 230. I just have that natural. Yeah, I just got that natural aggressiveness.
You know, I ain't gonna lie to you, because you can go back and listen to all the shows. There's certain guys that come on the program that just get me hyped up. You know, you mentioned earlier that you're a 3-year team captain, and they call you the humble one, but I don't know, man. I could just sense that you can get these guys jacked up before a game. It just seems like you just got that perseverance, that confidence. Not a cockiness, just a confidence to get these guys going. Is that fair enough?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like, that's all dealing with my preparation. Like, so that make me confident. And I'm already studying receivers, studying the O-line splits, studying the receiver splits, you know, IDing the quarterback, IDing the personnel. Like, that just made me play with more confidence, because I'm not preparing myself the whole week on a certain type of offense. So when I get to the game, it's just all natural. I just play my style of a game and try to help the people around me.
That's the way to do it, man. Once again, Montavious Gaines, Southern University standout defensive back, joining us here on the C2P, talking a little collegiate football and NFL draft. Before we let you go, and we appreciate you taking some time, we always like to have some fun. We
yes,
call
sir.
Free and out. You ready with a few off-the-wall questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you brought up Coach Odoms earlier in the program. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Like, you talking about, like, marking him?
Yeah, does anybody, like, you know, does anybody kind of, you know, impersonate him? I mean, what if, you know, maybe, you know how to, you know, what he says, what he does, and what they do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They always, like, you know, they always trying to, like, just, you know, say little things that Coach Odom says, and but all of it out of love, though. You know, he have a great personality.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Odom have a great personality. So, you know, some of the things that he say, he mean it, but at the same time, you could tell it's all out of love. So we do have some guys on the team, you know, that try to mark him. But at the end of the day, he don't take it serious, or we don't take it serious. We all just have fun, and it's just all a big family.
That's what you want it, man. That's what you want it. How about this one? Any pregame rituals? I mean, anything that you do religiously on a Saturday as you prepare for the game?
Oh, yeah. Every day when I wake up before the game, I always pray. That's my first thing. I just tell God to protect me and my teammates. But every morning I wake up and pray. And during the game time, it don't matter if we prayed. It don't matter if we prayed before the game, before we about to run out there. Every time I run on the field, you always see number five running straight to the sideline end zone and get on one knee and thank God again for even letting me be in this opportunity.
Awesome. And then the final one. We always tally up the names before the final show on draft night. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
That's a tough one. I'd most definitely say Gabrielle Union or Megan Goods.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, both those ladies are their names are they're invited. Put it this way, Montavious, they're invited to a lot of dinner dates. So you're not alone in inviting them for a quick bite to eat. Trust me, we hear those names all the time. But hey, man, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. We're so glad to get you on. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and can't wait to follow you as you make your path 2020 NFL draft.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time out, and God bless you.
Thank you. Once again, the standout, Southern University, Montavious Gaines. And what a fantastic young man. I mean, I love when guys get me fired up. And this is, I mean, you know, you never know who's going to be. You never know what guest it's going to be because we have so many of these young guys coming on the program each and every day. But I'm definitely, this is one of those guys who just, you know, I'm going to put little stars next to his name. And when I go through my notebooks, I'm going to remember that this is one of these kids that you're definitely going to have to keep an eye on because he definitely brings it. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.